Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
Another busy week, more Bravo headlines. I do want to highlight a little bit before we get into that Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 3 finally premiered this week. And earlier in the week, we talked to Marisol Patton and Alexia from Miami. And, you know, they talked about the new season and stuff like that. I don't want to get too much into it yet, but we had a good time with them. And I'm just like pumped that like Girls Trip is finally here. We've been waiting for this season, what feels like forever. And we'll talk about those episodes at the end too.
Yeah, it was a great chat with both of them. They're like a funny dynamic duo. So having them, we've talked to both of them, but I don't think we ever had them on together. So having them on together was funny because in Miami, they're such a duo. And then obviously they went on to Girls Trip 3 as a duo. And they had a lot of things to say about their other cast members, specifically one, Leah McSweeney, which you guys will hear in the full interview later in this episode. And then we'll also recap and give our thoughts on the first three episodes of Girls Trip Season 3. But yeah, we're going to start off with a couple Bravo headlines. Nothing major, obviously. It's kind of a slow in-between limbo stage with Housewives right now. We are saying goodbye to Miami, which we'll also talk about in a little bit. We still have Jersey on, but we're creeping up on OC coming. I feel like everyone definitely can feel that it's right around the corner. There was an interesting report that just came out. And again, this might not be valid. This is just buzz that's been kind of spreading around that there was some Heather and Gina drama that went on during season 17 filming, which was interesting because the season prior they definitely got along really well and they were kind of on the same quote-unquote side. But yeah, this new report, which I believe is from Reality Blurb, kind of says that they got into it and they had a little bit of a falling out, and we'll see that transpire on the new season. This kind of surprised me if this is true.
Yeah, me too. I mean, they, like you said, they got really close last season. They were sort of an alliance, you know, against Shannon and stuff like that. And then, you know, thought they'd come into season, what are we in, 17? I can't believe we're going into season.
I know. Never ends, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I love that. But yeah, I'm just shocked. Season 17, they wrapped filming. We're obviously waiting for the trailer. But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised to hear that Heather and Gina have some sort of falling out. Obviously, there's not a lot of details out there about why. Something, I think there was a report on a fan account on Instagram as well that says the season opens with Heather feeling that Gina has been MIA in their friendship. And while things seemingly got better for a period of time, Gina did something to Heather after the trip, the cast's Montana trip, which made Heather feel betrayed and start to contemplate their friendship. So that's very interesting. I'm curious what that'll be, especially with Tamara in the mix. It's obviously, you know, I already felt like things were going to get shaken up a bit. So I don't know. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this trailer. I feel like we've all been waiting forever. You know, Bravo recently said, I think this week, that, you know, good things come to those who wait.
Basically, like, everyone, we know you're complaining and you're yelling at us, but it's coming soon. I think maybe next week. And I hate to like put that out there and give an exact determination of when I think it's going to happen, but it's got to be soon. I mean, right now, Jersey's the only franchise on. We don't even have a trailer or a premiere date for the next one. And we know we're going to get OC next. I mean, I feel like that's pretty much confirmed. So I'm thinking a trailer is dropping in a week or two.
It has to, because like you just said, we only have Jersey and we're already about halfway through with Jersey. I would say we probably have 2 to 3 months max left in episodes. Jersey's always a shortened season. I want to say we're like 8 episodes in, maybe 7.
Next week is 8. I think we have 7 in.
And usually they do about 15, 16 before a reunion. So we're about halfway there. You know, 2 to 3 months. We need something else on air. I'm guessing that Atlanta and OC are going to come around the same time. I think OC will probably premiere first. We'll get that trailer first. Atlanta will follow closely behind, and then we'll have 2 shows back on the air together.
I agree.
And then obviously Dubai is filming. I'm sure that'll come up a little.
Yeah, I think we'll get the new New York in the summer. I think I think the new New York and Atlanta will be like most of the summer. And I would predict it, OC is maybe around the May 1st mark. I mean, at this point, we're already at the end of March. So I project that OC is early May, maybe late April. Yeah,
at least the earliest I could see it as being late April. I don't think.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say May, and then New York. I forgot about that one. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Well, I kind of understand why, because it's a little bit of a different, it's a little bit of a different show now. But yeah, again, we'll see what happens. We'll be watching nonetheless. I think right now we're in a little bit of a slow period, and then I'm sure the summer Bravo's just gonna keep us busy.
Yeah, for sure. There's actually one I was just thinking of that I forgot about. Oh, Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills is filming. I know they're kind of coming on. That one premieres in May. I'm sure because of the break, it'll come in August. So like you said,
I think late summer, early fall.
Yeah, we're going to get Atlanta and OC. Then we're going to get Dubai and Beverly Hills probably around the same time. So yeah, it's like we're in a little bit of a lull right now that Miami ended and Potomac just ended. But I think in a couple of weeks, we're going to get some good action in the Bravo world.
Yeah. Speaking of Beverly Hills, I know you came across a kind of, it seems like it's like a blind item, a Dumois blind item, alleging about potential new friend of for the Beverly Hills season, or maybe even a full-time castmate. We haven't gotten really any hints about who could be new to the group, other than obviously we know that the six girls are returning. Mm-hmm. And the blind item to Dumois says, and quote, sources close to me are saying this notorious quote unquote killer is set to be joining the ladies of Beverly Hills Housewives this season as a friend of, spilled it everywhere with a blood drop emoji. Yeah. Now, putting two and two together, we presume that this is in reference to Jennifer Tilly, we think, who is Sutton's actress friend, who is on Chucky, hence the murder bloody references. Yeah. I don't see her being a cast member on the show. I just don't. I don't see it. Yeah. I see her coming for a lunch and a dinner. I don't see her being anything more than a guest appearance, personally. Yeah.
Or if I could see her being a friend of maybe like a Kathy, like going on a couple trips with the ladies.
Maybe.
A backyard barbecue kind of thing. Do I see her like really in the mix of the drama? No. I think she would just be a funny background player. It's hard with Beverly Hills. I feel like there's a fine line. I know we've gotten celebrities in the past, obviously Lisa Rinna, Denise Richards, we have Garcelle Beauvais, obviously Kyle, you know, and Kim were actresses and still are. Kyle's been in a few things. But there's almost a fine line where you can't have someone who's too much of a celebrity, at least in my opinion, because I feel like the show in a different direction. And that was actually Andy's argument way in the beginning when Beverly Hills first started, was I think Lisa Rinna was actually in talks to join early on, or much earlier than her entrance in season 5. But Andy was like, no, like we don't want celebrities, like full-blown celebrities on the show. He said, it's just not going to work. But something changed down the line where he kind of warmed up to the idea. And I think they're very careful with who, like, I know there's been talks of like Tori Spelling coming on the show, Chrissy Teigen. I don't
like any of those options. It's too pigeonholed into like a Hollywood celebrity type thing. Like, so, I think there's a reason that people like Sutton, because Sutton is not celebrity Hollywood. She's just like a woman from the South that happens to live a nice lifestyle that has connections to these ladies, but isn't. Yeah, I agree. Going down the route of like two Hollywood celebrity type is pigeonholing them into a space that I don't think the fans want the show to go, and I don't think that Andy and Bravo wants that to go that direction.
I think one or two here and there, and they have to be the right person. You know, maybe someone that's not as accessible to people generally in the celebrity world, you know, or someone people aren't thinking of. And that's not like an insult to people who have come on the show, you know, who are celebrities. It's just people who maybe are more background players or something that, I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say, but yeah, my thought was Jennifer Tilly when I read this blind item. You know, we'll see what happens. Sutton actually guest starred on the second season of Chucky, so they're definitely good friends. I could see Jennifer popping up in some capacity. So we'll see, but obviously that's a blind item. There's no factual, there's no confirmation or anything like that.
eventually they're going to get a picture when they're filming, like a paparazzi or a fan. Eventually it's going to come out. I mean, we're talking now late March. They started filming, I think, about a month ago. I think about mid-February. So they're probably still early. And Beverly Hills goes usually long seasons. So something's going to come out probably soon about who they're filming with. And they're probably still testing the waters and see who's going to acclimate well with the group and who isn't. So we'll just be patient.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw. So you were just talking about Atlanta earlier. Candy did an interview. It was about 2 weeks ago. So it was a little length of time, but I just saw it this week. Basically, she was on a carpet and she was asked like who her dream Atlanta cast would be. And I was actually surprised with some of her answer. She said that if she could pick any past cast members to, you know, form her dream cast, it would be NeNe, which is surprising because they've obviously had some beef recently. Portia, which I love. We'll talk about that later, but she's been already amazing in the first three episodes of Girls Trip. She said Kim Zolciak. She said her reasoning being because even if Kim's like a little problematic here and there, she's not afraid to speak up and say how she feels. She said Kenya herself. And then she said Cynthia could be a good peacemaker. So it'd be those six, which I feel like that is the perfect dream cast. I'd throw Phaedra in there, but as we know,
Candy was not saying that woman's name. You know damn well if Phaedra's on the show that it's not by Candy's willingness. I completely agree. I mean, I think that is when you're building a quote unquote legacy Atlanta cast, that's who you have. And you know, when you talk about New York, you talk about Luann and Sonia and Dorinda. That is those of Atlanta. Interesting, and I think it speaks to the place that Atlanta is in the franchise right now, is that almost all of those women are not on the show anymore. And I think it says too, this is just how I feel personally, nothing against Atlanta right now, it's probably one of the franchises I'm least interested in into right now. I just think it's not at the place it should be. It doesn't have the heavy hitters anymore. You know, they've done the best they can to bring in some interesting new blood, and you know, they have Sheree back, but I just like it's you go down the heavy hitters and they're all kind of gone. You know, we don't have Portia, we don't have Cynthia. Cynthia's not like the best television, but she is pretty much almost an OG. It just the show is not what it used to be. And I guess you could say that for a lot of the franchises, but I still feel like even if you look at like a Jersey, like Teresa, Melissa, Dolores, Margaret, like they're those top names are all still on the show. You don't have that with Atlanta. I feel like we'll be jumped down to like the B team with Atlanta. And that's probably one of the franchises maybe the franchise I'm least into right now. And I feel like that could be how the fans feel a lot. I mean, I don't see a ton of hype and excitement for Atlanta in the way that it used to be. I mean, it used to be the housewife show, in my opinion.
I have some hope just because it seems like they're bringing Cynthia back and as a friend of this season. And I think they might angle towards bringing her back full-time the following season. And my hope is that everyone seeing Portia on Girls Trip, you know, will get everyone. I don't know. I think it's up to Portia, to be honest. I don't think it's a Bravo thing. I don't think they like let her go. I think she chose to leave because she wanted to protect her relationship. My hope is that she will make the decision to come back to the show because I think she's a huge like star power that I think that show needs. Cynthia, then we'd have Kenya and Candy. I think we'd be okay there. I would still like to see, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen. It'd be nice to see NeNe back. I don't think it'll ever happen, or at least not any.
I don't think we'll ever see NeNe on Bravo television again. I mean, there's obviously a lot with this lawsuit, and it doesn't seem like there's good feelings on either side with that. And I know that lawsuit, as far as I know, did not go her way. So I don't think that there's good feelings there. I'd love to have NeNe back on television in some sort. I mean, that one was too entertaining to not be on television, but I don't think that there's any future with her with Bravo, at least in the way things stand today, which is unfortunate, but.
Yeah, I'd love to see the other ladies, and then maybe Kim Zolciak as like a friend of or something. Her and Sheree would be good together. So I'm excited to see where Atlanta goes. I mean, I don't know. I have hope, but we'll see. Maybe it's a good like lead up for almost like a legacy type season next season.
It might be going the New York route.
We'll see. And then we
next, we'll get in.
Yeah, go for
it. Yeah, we have a couple recaps that we'll get into. We want to talk about Jersey, Miami, and Girls Trip. Jersey, they had the Down the Shore party, which is always, I feel like, a fun time. I watch that and I'm just like, oh my God, those parties look so fun. It makes me like, here we are in March. I'm like, give me summer. Give me an outside party. I know, literally. I love the shore. And it just looked like a really fun party. Nothing too crazy in terms of drama. And I think we're getting that next week. The teaser for next week shows a lot of explosions and the Judice Gorga situation really coming undone. And I know that a lot of people are talking about, and it's kind of circulating on social media, a quick, but not quick enough to miss it, comment made by Louis in the teaser for next week's episode, where he's speaking to Joe and Melissa. It looks like the four of them with Teresa are sitting on the couch outside together. And Louis does say he lives, to Joe Gorga, I believe the quote is basically like, I live with your four nieces, I wear your father's pajamas to make them feel comfortable. Pardon? Like,
I know.
And this is also, as the past 2 years, people have been suspicious and questionable about Louis's, you know, intentions, I guess you could say, you know.
Manipulation tactics.
Mm-hmm. We've heard Melissa and Margaret outright say it. I think that there's probably even more that they feel that they are not saying.
Really weird thing. I mean, obviously this was a trailer, so we saw a very short snippet of that conversation. Based on what was shown in the trailer, it looks like Joe was kind of like weirded out by the comment. He doesn't say anything, but of course, like I said, we didn't see the full combo. So I think when the episode comes up next week, we'll see what he says and stuff like that. As a viewer, I thought it was a really weird thing to say. I don't think it helps Louis's, I don't want to say character, but basically, you know, everyone that has bad thoughts and feelings about him, this didn't help. And it, so much so that Teresa actually
had to address it in a statement. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, she was talking to People Magazine about some game she partnered with, but they asked her about that specific comment because that's the one clip from Jersey this week that's really making its rounds on social media. Yeah. And she said that Louis's statement about the pajamas, in quotes, was definitely coming from an endearing place. And she said, I love him even more so for that. She said, to explain the significance of the pajamas, she said, those were brand new. So he's not wearing recycled pajamas. She said, my dad had brand new clothes that he never used. And that was just a brand new pair of pajamas that I said, babe, these are new pajamas that my dad never used. So I think it came out the wrong way. She went on to say, they were brand new pajamas that I just gave him. He had a lot of clothes that my dad did not wear and I gave them away. So for instance, that was the only thing I gave Louis, was a pair of pajamas that my dad never used. They were, I think, Ralph Lauren that he never used. They weren't his actual pajamas that my dad wore. She went on to say that Louis really wanted Joe's approval. And she said, I know he was just coming from a loving place towards my brother. He wanted my brother's approval. And then she called him a poor guy. I feel bad for him. She said, I know he was just trying so hard to wanting my brother, wanting to love my brother and vice versa. And he was just coming from a good place. And I see that. And that's what makes me love him even more, because he's been nothing but amazing to me and my daughters. It's, for me, it's like, okay, clearly she was asked about that. She didn't release the statement herself. I did talk to the person who interviewed her. She was asked about it, but it is one of those things where it's like someone who's like really, really defensive about someone, almost like it's like, how, you know, why are you so defensive? You know, like, I mean, there was nothing to it, I would just wouldn't be like, I'm not talking about that. That's such a man. She's just like doing a lot of defense for him. And I don't know. I think it's weird. It's
I'm not trying to wear anybody's clothes connected to a dead guy. I mean, with all
and if you do, like, why would you even say what he said, which is like
to his son, to the dead guy's son,
to make your daughters feel safe,
nieces, yeah,
That's what Louis said.
Yeah, his nieces, Joe Gorga's nieces, feel safe. But yeah, it was
if you ask me.
It's very, and I don't think that's going to sit well with Joe Gorga. We'll have to see his, you know, exact reaction on next week's episode. But that's strange. I mean, it's just a strange thing to say. And yeah, it definitely doesn't look good on Louis' end. I mean, again, we'll get the full explanation of the story on next week's episode, because Bravo sometimes tends to twist and turn the trailers and the teasers a little bit. They have been guilty of doing that. So we'll get the full quote with the response and everything next week. But that's obviously for next week's episode. But overall, I thought it was an interesting, you know, it's kind of fun to see them all having fun, even though there is obviously already bad blood within the group, to see them all having fun and partying, because as we know, this this group is going to become even more divided as the season goes on. And I'm sure they're probably about a month away, maybe, from filming the reunion. And I think that is, as Dolores said in her own words, quote unquote, afraid of the reunion. And I think that she specifically shouldn't be, but I think things are going to really unravel that reunion in a way that might almost be hard to watch, because there seems to be a lot of vitriol with that group.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of reunions, what did you think of the final part of the Miami reunion that just aired?
Yes, we bid our Miami girls farewell. I thought it was a little ho-hum, I thought part two was probably the strongest. Yeah, I think that the problem was that the women and Andy were almost trying to push a, let's resolve this, let's all like get along and end on like a good note. That's the one thing about certain reunions, is they're almost kind of awkward if there's obviously not a resolution. And I think this does not have a resolution, and I'm pretty sure Alexia and Marissa are still not on good terms with Adriana. I don't think Nicole and Marissa are getting breakfast together, but I almost felt like they were trying to wrap everything up in a bow, and the present was still messy, you know, like there was still a lot of bad blood, and there was still things left unsaid that will probably be said once the next season comes. But the reunion was kind of like, okay, there's still these problems, but like, let's pretend there's not, so that we end this on a happy note. Let's all do a shot together of Bahama Breeze or whatever. And it's like, no, some of these ladies kind of still hate each other.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel that Alexia hugging Adriana was genuine. I think it was like wrapping up, so she was just like, okay, let's, you know, I don't know. Alexia didn't have a good season. She still didn't have a good look at the reunion, I didn't think. I don't know who was it. I think it was Larsa that called Nicole's husband a chick or something. I thought that was.
Alexia did.
Was it Alexia?
I think like Antonia or something.
But then like nothing came of it. Like it was just weird.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if they cut certain things out or whatever. But like you said, it just felt rushed. It felt like certain things weren't resolved. Adriana's letter from Marisol's.
Oh my god, that was bizarre.
I feel like she was like trying to make it.
So she wrote that letter. She wrote the letter as though she was Marisol's liver. It was her liver. I mean, that was like kind of hysterical, but kind of cringeworthy. But like, what? And like the way it was worded, and like, of course, the show like made it seem so dramatic, where like it was reading, and then at the end, it's like your liver. It's like I'm being abused.
I mean, for Adriana, I feel like Andy had to look at the bottom first, see it was from Marisol's liver, and then was like, okay, I'm going to read this. Like, this is hilarious.
That was the most entertaining part of the reunion, though, let's be honest.
It was, but it was so random and so just like chopped everything up. Like, it was just so weird. Like, Adriana was kind of getting at a somewhat okay place with Marisol and Alexia. I mean, they weren't making up, but it was kind of like, oh, we're getting somewhere, I felt like we're like scratching the surface, whatever. And then she just like threw that in. It was just like, so
Adriana, and they've said this in the show, she's a terrible communicator.
Yes,
she cannot get across, and I don't know if it's maybe a little bit of a language barrier, if it's a little bit of like cluelessness, that she doesn't have like the social knowledge to like, this is what I feel and this is what I should say, so let me say this. Again, makes her for good TV. But that's why it's like not landing well with that other couch of women. And so clearly things were left unresolved.
Yes.
The show definitely was trying to promote a happy ending, but it wasn't. I'm sure season 6 will start filming soon and they'll be back at it, scratching each other's eyes out. But it felt a little rushed and like, oh, it's over. But wait, they were just yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if that's the overall sentiment with the fans. I haven't really checked out Twitter and seen what people have been thinking about part 3, but that's just my take on it. But again, a great season. I love Miami. It seems like Lisa is in a much better place, and kind of this is going to be her second coming and good things ahead for her, hopefully. So yeah, great season in Miami.
And then now, you know, as Miami ends, Girls Trip starts. First three episodes are out. I think we talked a little bit about this last week. We couldn't say much because they weren't out yet. Now that they are, you know, I don't know. I thought it was a fun watch. I kind of want more from it, but maybe that'll come in the later episodes. I love having Portia back. I think her and Giselle are good together. I also don't mind Leah. I know that's like probably a controversial opinion.
She's bringing the drama. I mean, isn't she the one that's at the center of everything? It's hard not to ignore. It's hard to ignore her. You know, she's an important character.
Her, Portia, and Candace are probably the most interesting to watch right now.
And I think the Salt Lake and Miami girls are the bottom four, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I just am so sick of this Whitney and Heather stuff.
I think
I can't even hear about a black eye anymore. I'm so, and I think that we had discussed this maybe briefly last week, but my overall feelings on the show is that it's a lot of continuation from the previous drama we just seen. I mean, Potomac, Salt Lake, and Miami, those three shows, which make up six of the eight women on this show, everyone minus Portia and Leah, just wrapped seasons. I mean, literally Miami wrapped today. And so we're getting another dose of all six of those women. And at half of Alexia and Mary, something, we know they get into it a little bit, but for the most part, they're a tight duo that don't really turn on each other. But the Candace and Giselle drama we just went through for 3 months of Potomac, and the Heather and Whitney stuff we just went through. So it's a little bit of like, oh my God, here we go again. So I don't think it's a coincidence that we're enjoying Portia and Leah the most, because they're bringing their own individual selves and stories to the show. And it's interesting to who they're getting along with, who they're not getting along with. And the fact that we just haven't seen them on TV for several years. I mean, I know Leah's end on Roni wasn't like great. And obviously that was just a terrible season and resulted in the show's cancellation. Not blaming her specifically. I think there was a ton of factors about that season of Roni. But it is fun to see her back on television and to be literally fighting with every single person. I mean, she's getting along with Candace and that's about it. She's fighting with everybody. So I don't think it's a coincidence that those two are the ones that were enjoying the most. And a lot of the other three cities, the six girls, is a little bit of repetitive for my liking, at least.
I think the timing was off. I mean, Heather and Whitney filmed Girls Trip after they wrapped Salt Lake City season, but before they filmed the reunion. So I think it's going to be a little confusing for viewers too, because I mean, I don't even remember if they made up at the reunion, but they're at least at odds from their season and now they're here. It's just like kind of confusing. I think, like you said, I think they're figuring things out with the show. And sometimes it is just too difficult to get other cast members, because if a show is filming, they can't get people on this Girls Trip. They have to get either people that are on hiatus or people that haven't been on their show in several years. So I think that's why the formula with ex-wives works so well. Like the nostalgia factor, but you don't have to deal with like the timing of certain feuds and other stuff that's airing on TV or still not resolved on the show. The original show or whatever. So I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. I'm going to ride it out. I love anything Housewives.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be a fun couple. Yeah. I mean, there's already three in the can out already. So we only got, I think there's probably seven or eight total. I think that Peacock/Bravo is just trying to figure out like what works best for the Girls Trip recipe kind of. And I think it was important to note that like this is a lot of it has to just do with production schedule, and that the Miami, Salt Lake, Potomac girls were able to do this because they all had just finished their seasons. But then also that meant that all of their seasons were airing at the same time and we're watching all of their seasons. And then we see this after their seasons. So it's a little bit of overexposure with those women that I think that a lot of the fans might feel. I know that's how I feel, and I'm interested to see what the reaction is. But it's fun to have Portia. It's fun to have Leah. And it's just Thailand looks incredible. I mean, they're not at Dorinda's house anymore. That's all we know.
Yeah.
You know? That group would have been hysterical in Thailand though, because that was a messy season two group. That was my favorite cast so far. I don't know. Are you the same? Your season two cast was the favorite because they were just so explosive. That was like true top women of each, you know, franchise. That was my favorite so far.
Me too. So far, I think we'll see how, I'm excited for four. We'll see how four is. I don't think we'll get that fall, but yeah. But from three, we like I said, we interviewed Alexia Marisol earlier this week.
Yeah,
and you know, they talked about season three and who they got along with the best, who they didn't, and they had strong feelings about Leah, which I don't
know, did.
Not surprising.
We got a question in about Jen Shah, which I thought was interesting because anyone that's watched the first three episodes knows that she comes up. And Marisol did have a drink in her hand during our interview. Yes. Let's just throw that out there because in case you guys don't know, she likes to drink.
Yeah.
Because it helps her mind. Now, all due respect to Marisol, I don't know if that is true. I don't know if liquor helps you think better, but let Marisol be Marisol. That's all I'll say. And
also, they also talked a little bit because in the trailer, they show them get into a little spat. Mm-hmm. We talked to them about that and what really happened and what it stems from. And you know, they talked about, you know, just overall why, how this was different than Housewives and stuff like that. So it was fun to chat with them. And I think you guys will enjoy the interview. So if either, whether you have watched Girls Trip, haven't watched it yet, you should definitely take a listen because what they told us was, you know, fun and pretty interesting. We have Alexia Marisol here to promote the new season of Girls Trip. We're so excited.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having us. Hi.
Yeah. Miami dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Has ever anyone ever told you like Chris Martin?
Who? Which one? Me?
The blonde.
I'm a redhead, but no, I've never heard that.
Really? You look like
I'm gonna take that as a compliment though. Thank you.
I can actually see it now.
He gets all the honeys. So he's a good looking dude.
Yes. Good singer too.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, you guys are promoting Girls Trip. How was that experience different from Miami?
Oh, it was totally
It's way different. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really good experience. They're both different and they're both amazing, but the Ultimate Girls Trip is just so different in every single way. I mean, the fact that you just, you know, get to go on vacation because you're really going somewhere.
Yeah.
And we, you know, with other ladies and you can break the fourth wall. So you can talk about your shows.
Yeah. And meeting so women from other shows that are so different from the women on our show was so refreshing.
And we learned a lot from them as well.
Yeah we did.
Right. Because I feel like we all have a different style and we all have a different style and a different role in our shows. Yeah. So just, you know, finding out and learning about everyone's dynamic. And then when, you know, seeing it all like flourish together from different cities, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Alexia, what was your reaction when you heard that it was going to be me, you and Marisol together as a duo doing this?
Oh my God. I was so happy. And I knew before her and I couldn't tell her. I kept it a secret. And that's why I love Heather too, because she can keep a secret. Yeah. For 4 months. Yeah. That's why when Heather kept a secret too, I was like, I'm like you too. I can keep a secret. So yeah, it was fun. I mean, I felt like we had the advantage because, you know, I got to bring my best friend along. Yeah. And I mean, I know how much fun she is. So I knew I was going to have fun. Mm-hmm. So it was really exciting.
Who did you two think you would click with the most?
We thought we were going to click the most with
Heather and Whitney.
Yeah. And we loved them. But we ended up spending a lot of our time with Giselle and Portia. And we clicked with them really well, too.
I feel like
Miami clicked with everyone. I mean, because they thought we brought the fun. They were actually called Miami, not even like by our name. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we wanted to stay out of the drama. I mean, it's
after
really
a
not,
while, I was wondering if they even knew what our names were.
Marisol, I was waiting for you to pull out a drink during this interview, by the way. I see it.
Yeah.
There it is. True to form. Chris and I both watched the first three episodes, and you do see that the Miami girls are kind of mediators in a way with all the drama that's going on. Did you guys think that would be the case, that you wouldn't be in the mix as much of the craziness?
We were. I don't remember that. We were mediators, Alexia?
No.
Well, I wasn't feeling well the first few days, so I was like hanging on to dear life. I felt horrible, and I just wanted to participate. Mm-hmm. And I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to participate, even though I was dying. So I don't remember. Alexia Did we do that? I don't even know.
Well, I feel like I always do that. I was like trying to give good advice and to, you know, and to make things better. I did understand right away that we had all wrapped up our own season, you know, our Housewives show. So there was a lot of things that weren't resolved on those seasons that kind of transferred over onto to the Ultimate Girls Trip. And that's what you guys see. Mm-hmm. So Giselle and Candace were feeling a certain kind of way and we didn't know about it, but we found out day one. And Heather and Whitney, the same thing. And Marisol and I came in strongly, but apparently at the end, we were so sick of each other after 13 days that we decided to have a little stupid cat fight. Yeah, but it was all good. It was a really great experience.
Yeah.
Why do you think that Leah didn't get along with everyone or butted heads with people the most?
I don't know. I think that she's just like that kind of person. Like she came in with that vibe. And I think it's the energy that you put out there. When you showed up, everybody was like fun and happy. And even though things weren't great between some of the ladies, you couldn't even tell because everybody showed up, mm-hmm. you know, and made the effort and was like happy to be there. But I felt like she got there and she was miserable. Like her face said it, like just her body language. She was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. And I was like, okay.
I felt like the rumblings within the group were we're all making an effort and we're working hard and we're getting paid the same. And she's always like gets to go rest and lay down and she doesn't feel well. And we're all here hustling, trying to make a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys enjoy her by the end of the trip?
No comment.
Silent.
She really is the one that seems to be butting heads with most of the women.
Yeah, because you know, like I said, I don't think she wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I felt like I felt that energy from her since the day she walked into that house. So I was like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and on the contrary, I thought she would have that advantage because if I would have come by myself with all these new ladies, I would have been, I wanted to be friends with all of you because I want to go back to Potomac and Salt Lake City, Miami. Like, that's just how I am.
Yeah.
So the fact that she turned it into like a negative thing, like, oh, you're so lucky. You guys are together, blah, blah, blah. And look at me and I'm sober and I'm this. And I went through that. I was like, girl, no, like it's not the trip for that. You know, you're in a beautiful country, you know, in a beautiful place. Like just have fun.
Yeah.
And what a great opportunity to even have the work and to be working and to be brought back to do something so cool and positive. She kind of arrived with this, like, I don't know, like this spoiled poopy mood. Like she never wore any clothes. She was always grumpy or she didn't feel well, or she didn't like what people were saying. She just wanted to cause, whenever we were in the group, she just wanted to cause some trouble, like make a moment and then be like, okay, I don't feel well. I'm going to take a 2-day break. And then I'm going to come back and cause chaos again. And then I'm going to go take another break for 24 hours while all of us were still working.
One-on-one she was better. You know, I did get to have a few conversations with her one-on-one and I thought I was going to be friends with her, but every time I felt that
too.
Then after that she would just, when she was in a group scene, she just couldn't handle it. I would see like a different side to her that I was like, okay, I'm just like not even going to bother.
Who would you say was the biggest drama starter?
Was it it depends. Stirring the pot would be Giselle. And I love Giselle, and somebody has to stir the pot.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to be truthful also. Mm-hmm. And I think we, you know, she just has that role. I mean, this is, you know, and the truth is we're there for 7-8 days. Yeah. So you got to get to know each other from day one. Like there's no time to like say, oh, okay, well, I don't want to talk about
She's very good at prodding people. She gives them like the finger and she makes everybody like, you know, open up and tell their truth and their story. So she was very good at helping orchestrate, you know, all the things that went on the show. Like Lexi and I would look at each other all the time and say, thank God she's here. She's really.
Well, thank God she's not picking on us.
Yeah.
She left that question.
Until she did.
Right.
We see Jen Shah be brought up by Heather and Whitney throughout the show. Was that something you guys kind of wanted juicy tidbits about? And was there anything that you learned about the Jen Shah situation that surprised you?
I mean, the only thing we learned was that a lot of people thought she was innocent, including, I think, Heather and Whitney, until she pleaded guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's the only information. I mean, I was never really thinking that she was going to open up and say who actually punched her.
Right.
And I feel like we learned more about Mormonism than about Jen Shaw, which I was actually grateful for because I really didn't care.
That's true.
I'm like, you know, I rather, to me, that was more interesting and more fascinating than Jen Shaw. Like, I don't want to know about you know, the fraud she committed. And if that's the case, you know, you could just look it up online or not if you're interested in that. But I found it really fascinating to know. I didn't know anything about Mormonism, but that even existed. It is really fascinating, especially from her, you know, both of them that were actually part of the church and then disattached from it. So I wanted to talk more about that than about Jen or her black eye.
Yeah.
Or Heather's black eye. Yeah.
Or the black guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what we all kept hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now in the trailer, we see you two get into it. Was that over Nicole's claims from season 4?
No,
because that's what it seems like. The Hamptons,
I mean, no, but you and I, when we talk in the bus about it, you did say that you were bothered by the fact that I said that you weren't married legally,
but that was at Nicole's engagement party. It wasn't because Nicole said anything in the Hamptons,
okay?
Right? Oh, no, because it wasn't about that. No, it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
it had to do about her engagement party. Which I was, you see, the thing is that, like I said, and that's why I understand the rest of the ladies, because they had just finished their season. Mm-hmm. So you come with these things, you know, you transfer them onto this trip because there were things that happened in the season that you did not like, that you didn't really address. And you just kind of like move forward until it becomes an explosive and a thing like that, when you're actually really addressed, like what is really bothering you. So I guess that's how Giselle, you know, helped us, you know, like open up and say what was really bothering you. And, you know, we had our moment. It was a moment that we had to have where she acknowledged and understood the way I was feeling. And I said, I was sorry if I hurt her, if I said something that could have hurt her as well, because those were not, you know, we fight like sisters. Like, I'm never going to like not love my sister or have her back or, you know, defend her. But I felt like I needed to say that.
And there's something that's very important for the two of us. We know that we do not let anything from the show carry into our life and our personal relationship. It is very separate, and we just do not let it affect our relationship. It's just it's a no.
If you guys had to do a girls' trip again with another Miami girl, who would you each want to do it with?
I would just answer this question.
Yes, we did. We said Lars and Lisa.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not Nicole. Yeah.
Or not.
Would you want to go with Nicole? No, you want to go with Nicole on vacation?
I don't know her. You guys do, so I don't know. I can't say.
You're watching the show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel like Larsa would be fun on a girl's trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Larsa's easy.
Larsa's fun in real life. Like, we got to go out with Larsa, you know, in our real life, and she's, you know, she's fun, and she's like the kind of friend that I have in my real life. So it's like, it's easy.
She's easy, and she likes to cook. She'll make breakfast for everyone. She's very chill and relaxing. She's very soothing when she speaks. You know, she doesn't get you all like hyped up and stressed. You know, you want to travel with people that are relaxing.
Yeah.
What happened to our cast then? Who was that person on our trip?
Well, that's why we didn't want to travel with any of the others. And we picked Larsa and Lisa.
That's true.
A fun, easy one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. We can't wait to watch season 3 of Girls Trip play out, and looking forward to the rest of the Miami reunion and season 6.
Thank you guys for a great Miami season.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Amazing cast.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for support.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks.